Good morning to everyone. We are at the time of the year where we just changed the clocks. Around the world, in the Northern Hemisphere at least, people have changed the clocks to what we call Standard Time, and therefore, one of the challenges we have at this time of the year is the following challenge. Every morning, we have an obligation to say Kriyat Shema. So, many a times, when you get up in the morning and you say Kriyat Shema, then it's not a problem. You get up, you brush your teeth, you say Kriyat Shema during davening, with your talis and tefillin on, and we're all fine. But what happens during those times of the year in which getting up at your normative time is such that when you get up, you got about 10 minutes until the Kriyat Shema time is cut off? So let's take a step back and say this can definitely happen on Shabbat and for the late sleepers every day. And let's be very honest. Till when can you say Kriyat Shema every day?
Third hour.
The third hour into the day, we'll get back to how do we get to the third hour. But to open up your app, it's around 8:40 at this time of the year. So if you daven for sake of argument at 8:30 minyan, you got yourself a problem. So what do they tell people to do usually?
Say it at home.
Okay, what do you say at home?
Three paragraphs.
At least a
problem. Well,
leading to the
Shema. You're very machmir. Mr. Chesson, very much. Really? The Pre-Chadash says you have to say all three paragraphs at home at the right time. The Pre-Chadash does say that. But you should know that the Rama in Simon Memvav, Seif Tet says, say the first Pasuk.
First Pasuk,
good enough. The Mishnah Brura on that Rama in Simon Katan Lamed Aleph says, I'm going to go a little more than that, the first paragraph. The Pre-Chadash then says maybe first two paragraphs, and then he says maybe it's good to say all three. Now let's be honest with each other. That's a whole nother shir. What is Kriyat Shema De'oraisa? Is it first pasuk, first paragraph, first two paragraphs, all three? Big machlokas. But because we're talking about a De'oraisa, and we're also not talking about so much time, suffice it to say for this shir, let's not get into the machlokas, the Rama, the Mishnah Brura, the Pri Chadash, which goes back to the Rishonim. Say all three paragraphs at the right time. Right? Nice and simple for everyone. What's missing from this equation I just said? You got up at 8:30, you washed your hands, you said the Birkos HaTorah, you said the Birkos HaShachar, and then you say Kriyat Shema, all three paragraphs. What's missing?
The brachot
before and after. What are they in the sitter for show? What are they, wallpaper? What are they, like the Sfarim on the shelves that no one ever opens? When you do this, you're not saying the Birkos Kriyat Shema. There's Birkos Kriyat Shema at night, and there's Birkos Kriyat Shema in the morning. Two before, one after in the morning. So here is the question for the shir. What's better? To daven with a minyan at the price of saying Kriyat Shema earlier without the brachot? Or daven without a minyan and say Kriyat Shema with its brachos? Now why do I say daven with a minyan and without a minyan? Because there's a little quirk that we have when we say Birkos Kriyat Shema in the morning. What's the quirk? See, Kriyat Shema comes with, I would say, an added side effect. Sometimes you take medicine and there's side effects. This is a side effect of Kriyat Shema in the morning. It's called Smichat Geula Letfila. You can't just say Kriyat Shema. You can't just say Birkos Kriyat Shema. You have to say Kriyat Shema. Birkos Kriyat Shema ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael. And right away say Hashem Sfatai Tiftach and shoot off 19 blessings of the Amidah. So what you're talking about is davening without a minyan versus davening with a minyan, but saying Kriyat Shema at the right time. Which is better? Which is better? So, what's the answer to this question? Take a wild guess.
Somehow do both.
There are two opinions.
How can you do both?
Start the
morning at home with the one peg of Shema, right before you have to go to 8:30 minyan. So you said,
I didn't understand. You should say the Birkos Kriyat Shema with one paragraph of Shema,
like,
and then what?
And then come to shul with 8:30 minyan.
I don't understand. What do you do after you say Hashem Elokechem Emet? You don't say the brachos afterwards.
No.
So you only say the brachos before, not the brachos afterwards.
Whatever that art scroll says, if you see the art scroll, it has the Shema without the brachos before and after. Part of, like,
No. Wait. We're not talking about that. I'm not talking. That's what we said earlier. Yes, that's what people are told to do. My question is, when you have a toss-up. Here's the toss-up. It's very simple. If you say Kriyat Shema earlier, you can't say the brachos. If you say the brachos, you have to say the brachos plus Shmoneh Esrei. What are you losing by saying it? The minyan. If you daven in the minyan, you say Kriyat Shema earlier, maybe you got Kriyat Shema, but you didn't say it in the right formula like the Chachamim said to say it. Two brachos before, one bracha after, ending with the 19 blessings of Shmoneh Esrei. So which is more important? Saying Kriyat Shema on time with its brachos and Shmoneh Esrei, but foregoing the minyan? Or saying Kriyat Shema on time without its brachos, as Chazal wanted you to do. So which is more important? If you would have asked me, I would have said, very simple. What's more important? Kriyat Shema is Doraisa Derabanan. Doraisa. Whatever part of it is Doraisa, it's Doraisa. First Perek, first Pasuk, whatever. Brachos of Kriyat Shema, Doraisa Derabanan. Anyone here think Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the article sitter? Said, here's what you have to say. On Shabbos, sing Kel Adon.
Maybe he said it to Moshe when he was up there.
Could be. Obviously, the brachos are the Rabbanim. So you would have asked me, what's a dead giveaway? Let's say Kriyat Shema Doraisa. Very, very nice. And then we come to Shul and we'll say what we're supposed to say. And then you're going to say Kriyat Shema again? Yeah, it doesn't hurt to say Kriyat Shema again. It's like Koreh BaTorah. It's like learning Torah. We talked about this in the past. That's what you would have asked me. I would have said that's the way it goes. But the truth of the matter is, it's not in the sitter for show, as I said earlier. It's not wallpaper. The Chachamim wanted you to say Kriyat Shema with two brachos before, one bracha after, lead into Shmoneh Esrei. They didn't want you to wake up late, say Kriyat Shema alone. If they wanted to, they wouldn't have added the brachos. After all, adding brachos that are not needed is bracha sheina tzricha, leading into bracha levatala, leading into maybe using God's name in vain. They wanted us to say it with its brachos. So what are we supposed to do? So, what's the answer to this question? Machlokas, as everything else in halacha. Now, you have every opinion under the book on this issue. One opinion is, of course, say Kriyat Shema earlier, then go to Minyan, say the Birkos Kriyat Shema, and Somech Gula the Tefillah. The Gra, based on the Ra'ah. Who was the Ra'ah? Reish Ayin Hei, Rosh Etevos. The Ra'ah was a Talmud of the Ramban. Ramban Rishon. The Gra says, absolutely forego the minyan. Say Birkos Kriyat Shema on time. With Smichas Geula the Tefillah, Daven Shachris alone. Now I heard of this and I said, wow, it can't be. Actually, many Gedolei Yisrael that are pretty religious people, they even looked like rabbis, did this. I'll give you one. This one I can't believe. You see, art school books on Gedolei Yisrael are very, very interesting. I'll leave it at that. But this one they must have missed, because if they would have saw it, they probably would have censored it out. There is an art school book about one of the Gedolei Yisrael of the last generation, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, died in 1986. Even me, I remember the day he died. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, when he first came to America from Lithuania, his first real job in America was being a rabbi of a shul in Toronto. You know the shul?
No, it's before my
time. Okay.
But we all know this in Toronto.
So this is what it says in the Holy Art School book on Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. You can check me out. It says that he felt that you have to say Kriyat Shema on time with its brachos. And as I said, it's a package deal. It's brachos before, Kriyat Shema, brachos after, and Shmoneh Esrei. Shachar's not in a minyan. But he was a rabbi of a shul, like a good shul in Toronto, starts davening 9 o'clock. Summer, winter, fall, whatever it was, they missed Man Kriyat Shema. So what did he do? Instead of hurting his shul, what he did was, he davened at home by Yechidus Shachris, and then he went to shul with his talis on, sat down on the chair that a rabbi sits, and mumbled Mishnayis Baal Peh. Then everyone got up for Shmoneh Esrei, right? So what did he do? He also got up, and he was mumbling Mishnayis Baal Peh, and then when he thought that he was supposed to finish Shmoneh Esrei, he took 3 steps back, he faked out the whole shul. This way it didn't hurt the shul on the one hand, but paskin like the Gra, that Yidavin with its brachos on time and forego the minyan. This is written in an art school biography of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. My word of honor, whoever the editor was, probably missed this one, because how would they leave this in? How would they leave this one in? But he's not alone. Last night, I just verified it with his son, Rav Herschel Schechter, he should live and be well, paskins this way as well, and does it the same way. He does it at Ma'ariv too. We'll get to that some other time. But Shachris, if he's in a community without an early minyan, he will daven Shachris in his room or wherever he is alone, and then come to shul for Kriyas HaTorah and Musaf. Or come to shul and not hurt anyone, but not daven with them.
I was just going to say that Rabbi Kamenetsky was a person of courage. I'm not saying that I disagree with what he did. I'm just saying that he was a person who stood up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why the name lasts for like 70 years later.
Yep, absolutely.
The other thing is that the problem, certainly in Toronto, is not usually that people wake up at 8:30, 8:40, 9 o'clock. The problem in Toronto, that's why I'm sort of wondering why you're focused on this. You know, coming around, but I'm not sure why, so help me here. The problem is normally people get up at 6:15 and you can't. And
they daven too early. Okay, we'll have to deal with that. Okay. I have to deal with that in a few weeks' time. You'll forgive me because I'm in the middle of a battle on that now. And once the battle is over, I'll tell you about it. But let's suffice it to say that's the opposite problem. In Israel, we're on the other side of the spectrum, where we're at the time of the year where davening on Shabbos is too late for Zman Kriyat Shema. So the Gros says, Daven b'yichidus shachris, go to shul for Kriyas HaTorah, if you can't change the time in shul.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to derail the shul.
No, you're right. We're going to get to that. I, God willing, we will get to it.
No one even says it.
The Shut Binyan Olam says that you should daven in the minyan, go to shul, daven, like Bruce said, the brachos before, Kriyat Shema time, the bracha after, don't say Gal Yisrael, and just wait. Now, I read the tshuva and I had one problem. That's a very nice idea. But first of all, how long do you wait? If you wait 2 minutes, that's okay. But if you wait, kedei ligmor kula, then everything's nullified. What do you mean? Sometimes you're going to wait an hour, you're just going to sit there? If you do anything else, it's a hefsek. So I'm not so sure that's a friendly proposition. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach quoted in a book on tefillah called Isha Yisrael, paskind, that not only should you daven b'yichidus if they pass man kriyat shema, but because Kriyat Shema is Doraisa, there's two times for it. There's Magen Avraham and the Gra. Magen Avraham is earlier. If the Yershul daven's like the Gra, and you miss Magen Avraham time, daven b'yichidus. So as you could see, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Herschel Schechter, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, all paskin, more important to say Kriyat Shema with brachos than daven in a minyan. The Minchas Yitzchak, who was a Hasidic Rebbe, not a Hasidic Rebbe, but definitely wore Strimel, the Minchas Yitzchak says that if you're a minyan davens at the time of the Gra, you could be somech on that, and we'll get to that later. But if not, seems to be that no, you should say with this brachos. Now again, the normative psak halacha on this is say Kriyat Shema earlier, then go to shul. But as you can see, we've not counted one, not two, not three, but many deos that say no. It's a package deal. The Chachamim wanted you to say Kriyat Shema in this order. Two brachos before, three paragraphs of Shema, one bracha afterwards, Shmona Esrei. If your shul doesn't meet the times, tough, daven b'yichidus. Minyan important. If your shul, daven's on time. But if not, not. So let's go a step back and say, what's the real machlokas here? Should we forego the minyan or not forego the minyan? What is the machlokas based on? Yes, Bruce.
Was there Rabbeinu Tam Tam involved in this?
No Rabbeinu Tam Tam involved in this, though if you think about it, it could be. No, there's no Rabbeinu Tam Tam involved in this. Rabbeinu Tam has to do with the end of the day, not the beginning of the day. But we'll get to what the time is. We'll get to that in a minute.
A certain shul, and they have a rule about this. They're Rabbi Paskin, and you research and listen to the shir, and you're influencing this. Should you still follow what your kehila does in this matter, even though you've learned later?
I'm not getting to Psak Halacha right now. I'm saying let's talk about the viewpoints, see how it works. So as we saw, this is a toss-up. Minyan, but foregoing Kriyat Shema on time with its brachos, or no minyan, saying Kriyat Shema on time, but foregoing minyan, which is more important. That's the machlokas. What is it based on? The basis, in my opinion, is how do we view Birkos Kriyat Shema? Is it davening, or is it part of Kriyat Shema? Is it davening, or is it part of Kriyat Shema? Do we have another example in davening where we have something that's added in, and we have to ask the same question? I'll give you a hint. I'm looking at Bruce. Dr. Spock. Duchening! Goodbye! Everyone's awake today. Duchening! Independent mitzvah that we happen to do during Chazarat Hashatz? Or no! When you have Kohanim and you do Chazarat Hashatz, then part of the, what we call ritual, or part of the protocol is the duchen.
What's the nafkamina?
Point positive. What's the nafkamina? First of all, you can't duchen without davening. You have to duchen during davening. A kohen who does not walk towards the bima during, namely the front of the shul during ritzei, kohen shelo akar raglav beritzei, shouldn't duchen. He has to be there on time. So obviously there's a connection between chazarat hashatz and duchening. The question is it independent of chazarat hashatz or not independent? Another nafkamina. If you started chazarat hashatz with a minyan, and then in the middle of chazarat hashatz your minyan leaves, what's the halacha? You finish chazarat hashatz. The rule of the thumb is, with regard to a minyan getting lessened, is that you finish that particular unit, but you can't go on to the next unit. So, if duchening is part of chazarat hashatz, then you started with a minyan, you can duchen. But if birkas kohanim, duchening is independent of chazarat hashatz, it just happens to be there, the protocol is you have to do it within chazarat hashatz, but it's not part of it, then if you started chazarat hashatz with a minyan, and by the time you got to duchening, there is no minyan, there is no duchening. And therefore, if a kohen came in late to shul, he comes into shul, they're far after Kedusha, they finish at Achonein La'adam Da'at, they're mamish by Shema Koleinu, or like in Chutzlar, it's on Yontiv. Let's say it's Rosh Hashanah. He comes into shul late. He missed the beginning of Chazarat Hashatz and Atanit Tokev. He doesn't know who's going to live or die this year. He doesn't care because he missed the whole thing. He didn't sing V'chol Ma'aminim. But he comes in the middle of Shofaros. And at that time, the shul happens to be at duchening, you can duchen, because duchening is independent of chazarat hashatz. On the other hand, as I said earlier, the halacha is that if you started chazarat hashatz with a minyan, and then you only have 9 or 8, you can continue as if you have a minyan, but you can't duchen because that's independent. Same thing with Birkos Kriyat Shema. Is Birkos Kriyat Shema part of davening? Just Kriyat Shema happens to be in the middle, but it's independent of it. Or, no, it's a package deal. What's the nafkamina? And here I have to say, like last week, there's no clear answer on this. Just like bakashas on Shabbos, we got very sophisticated and say, well, if there's no bakashas on Shabbos, half time we have this in davening and not that in davening. No avinu malkeinu, but yesu chtov l'chaim. Same thing here. Let's take two nafkaminas. Number one, what's the time, the cutoff time for Birkos Kriyat Shema? And number two, what do you do in a suffik? So what's the cutoff time for Birkos Kriyat Shema?
So 3 hours.
So I have a pelophone. For all those listening online, that's a cell phone in Hebrew. The cell phone has a sitter on it, for those that use this sitter. On it, it tells you right before Birkos Kriyat Shema, the cutoff time for Birkos Kriyat Shema. As it gets to Shema, it's a different time. What's the cutoff time for Birkos Kriyat Shema? The same cutoff time for Shachris. Namely, it's part of davening, according to this. If it was part of Kriyat Shema, when should the cutoff time be? Whenever the cutoff time is for Birkos Kriyat Shema. So we said Kriyat Shema is 3 hours into the day. The Amidah is 4 hours. Guess when the cutoff time is for Birkos Kriyat Shema? 4 hours into the day. Oh boy, so it must be Tefillah. It must be Tefillah. If it's Tefillah, we can separate between the two. Say Kriyat Shema before, and then you do the davening after. Yeah, the Chachamim said to say Kriyat Shema in the middle. We will say it, but it will be like Korah Batorah. We fulfilled the independent mitzvah earlier. So if that would be the end of the story, I'd say, fine, simple, psak halacha, say Kriyat Shema before, go to your late minyan. But second nafkamina, I have a problem. Let's say a guy comes to shul. He does everything he's supposed to do. He puts on his talis, he puts on his tefillin, and then the chazan for shachris, let's just say he was on slow motion. Let's just say he was one of those very slow boats to China. The guy starts singing Ashrei, starts singing every Hallelujah. You're getting sick of it. You fall asleep. You fall asleep a little bit. You're up, you're down, you're up, you're down to the yo-yo. You know the yo-yo with the head? Okay, eventually you get up for Shmoneh Esrei. Because everyone gets up. You hear the chairs moving. You get up, you dive in Shmoneh Esrei. After Shmoneh Esrei, when you're wide awake, you say, did I say Kriyat Shema? Or didn't I? So what's the halacha?
If you do it every day.
Not to do it every day. No. One day you had a suffix. First of all, the chazan should not be the chazan again. But the gentlemen, what? What'd you say? Mitch is correct. Safek to oraisa lechumra. If you would have asked me, I would have said, yeah, you have to say Kriyat Shema again. You don't know if you said it. What about Birkos Kriyat Shema? No, that's the Rabbanan. Guess what? The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both paskin, the Rambam and Perek Bet, Halacha Yud Gimel Birkos Kriyat Shema, Shulchan Aruch is Simon Samech Zayin, Seif Aleph paskin, that if you have a suffix, if you said Kriyat Shema, then you must go back to it's brachot. Say the two brachot before, Kriyat Shema, the two brachot after. So as you can see, gentlemen, is Birkos Kriyat Shema part of Kriyat Shema? And therefore, if you have a suffix with Kriyat Shema, you have to go back and say the Birkos Kriyat Shema with it. It's a package deal. Or, no, it's not a sandwich. It's two independent mitzvot. And therefore, the Zman of Birkos Kriyat Shema is later than the Zman of Kriyat Shema. Don't have a clear answer. And because I don't have a clear answer, you can understand the machlokas that we just presented. Because if it's a sandwich deal, then how can you say Kriyat Shema earlier and then go to shul and say, and separate? It's packaged. It's one. But if it's not a package, then yeah, separate between the two. So as you could see, there's no clear answer on this, and that's why the poskim have a problem. Now, just before Bruce answers, I just want to say that Rav Soloveitchik once explained that indeed Birkos Kriyat Shema is part and parcel of Kriyat Shema, and that's the way Chazal wanted it to be, and this was his proof. We just said that Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa, correct? What do we usually do before we do a positive commandment? We say a bracha. How come there's no bracha? Asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav etzivanu likro Kriyat Shema? You never thought about that? No? Says Rav Soloveitchik, based on I forgot who, he said, because when Chazal instituted that a certain mitzvah be done within other brachot, they didn't institute a Birkat HaMitzvah. The only time they institute a Birkat HaMitzvah is when you do a mitzvah independent, by itself. So you shake lulav, you make a bracha. You blow shofar, the way we blow shofar, namely before the silent Amidah, or before the public Amidah, you go ahead and you make a bracha. But said Rav Soloveitchik, had we not blown shofar before, we only blew shofar during the Amidah, there wouldn't be a bracha. Because any time you did a mitzvah within other brachos, Chazal didn't institute his bracha. And one of his proofs was the night of the Seder. Why don't we say Asher Kedishanu V'Sabitipanu L'Saper Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim? Because Chazal instituted that we say the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim within the second cup of wine. And we end with the bracha of Gaal Yisrael and Borei Pri HaGefen. And therefore they didn't institute a special bracha. So explain Rav Soloveitchik, same thing here. Kriyat Shema was instituted with brachos, and therefore there's no bracha on Kriyat Shema. Had it not been a sandwich, there wouldn't have been a separate bracha for it. Therefore, again, I don't know what Rav Soloveitchik's opinion is on this, but I can tell you that in Maimonides School in Boston, where he was the rabbi of the minyan there, the minyan changed based on Zman Kriyat Shema in the winter. There was no such thing as davening after Zman Kriyat Shema. It was a Zman Kriyat Shema minyan. Whenever Zman Kriyat Shema was, because Rav Soloveitchik felt it was a package deal. Birkos Kriyat Shema is part of Kriyat Shema. Point positive, if you have a suffix, if you don't say Kriyat Shema, you have to say the brachos as well. On the other hand, many could assume, no, there's two independent mitzvot. They're two independent mitzvot. One is davening with Kriyat Shema, and the other is saying Kriyat Shema on time. So we can separate between them.
I guess this questions. Is the issue about being ma'akir. If you said Shema without the brachot,
yeah,
do you have to say it again or not?
We just said yes.
Yeah, because most mitzvot, you do the mitzvah, and you don't have to say the brachot if you didn't miss the brachot.
Yeah, that's a real birkas ha-mitzvah, but here we're saying this is the protocol of Shema, as Chazal instituted it. Not the birkas ha-mitzvah plus mitzvah. This is the way Chazal instituted it. We should say Kriyat Shema, two brachos before, one bracha after, smichat gula tefillah. That's the protocol. Yeah.
90% of the sources you brought to say that the brachot are part of it and they are integral. But in every siddur that I've ever seen, we have the first paragraph that some people say.
Right. And I'll explain why, because as I said earlier, the normal psak halacha, as people have been taught, as I've been taught, as they usually say in shuls, is don't forget to say Kriyat Shema tomorrow before X, is based on many poskim that don't feel it's a sandwich deal. And I quoted the Mishnah Berurah earlier that says that the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema is only the first paragraph. And therefore in the morning, after you say Birkos HaShachar, usually in a normal siddur there's the Akedah, then it says L'lami Hei Adam, the Fikach Anachnu Chayavim, then it says Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem Kavod, Then it says, if the time will pass, say the first paragraph, based on the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Pri Chodesh was more machmir. He said the first two paragraphs, then he suggested, why not three? But, quite frankly, I say to people, why not all three? It's fine. No big deal. But that's the normal Psak Halacha. But we saw here major poskim today. The Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Herschel Schechter, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, based on the Grub, based on others that say, hey, no. Now let's give a third nafkamina. We mentioned, number one, the cutoff time. We mentioned, number two, what happens if you have a suffix. Now let's mention number three, and with this we conclude. What's the cutoff time for Kriyat Shema?
You said the third hour.
Third hour. As I said earlier, there's a machloket how you divide the day into 12 hours. The Magen Avraham says from dawn to dusk, and the Gros says from sunrise to sunset. Obviously, Rishonim preceded them, but we always like to say Gros Magen Avraham. In any app of times, you'll see both. Magen Avraham is inevitably earlier because it goes from dawn to dusk. So if you would have asked me, okay, we're omitting the times for shul. It's a lachatchila minyan. When should we make the time for Shacharis? We shouldn't miss Van Kriyat Shema with a minyan in the whole gamut. Which one, Magen Avraham or Gros? So you would have asked me, I would say, Magen Avraham, Safik D'Oraisa L'Chumra. However, how many shuls do you know put the cutoff time of Magen Avraham? I don't know many Ashkenazic shuls that do. How come on this issue all of a sudden, it was Safik D'Oraisa L'Kula? So I'm going to suggest as follows. If you would have said that it's a sandwich deal, Birkos Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema, I would have said, yeah, you have to be machmir like the Magen Avraham. He's the more machmir, Safik D'Oraisa L'Chumra. And therefore, make your time before Magen Avraham. But if it's not a sandwich, what's the big deal? People will say Kriyat Shema in the morning when they say, Lo'olam Yehi Adam, before the Magen Avraham time. Mitzvah D'Oraisa taken care of. What's left? The Mitzvah D'Rabbanon to say Birkos Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema. On a D'Rabbanon, we can be making like the Gro. So, gentlemen, at the end of the day, there is no clear answer on this. I could see it both ways. What should you do?
Go to
Vatikin. So, Mitch is correct. When the Shulchan Aruch brings the times of davening, he says a person should daven Vatikin every day. But if he daven from Alot HaShachar Yatza, and the time goes on until the fourth hour of the day. But definitely, Vatikin is the way to go. No question. Mitch, you should know, in parentheses, even with the Vatikin, is a machlokas, is Vatikin, you should say Kriyat Shema right before sunrise, and then say exactly at sunrise, Shmona Esrei, like we all do. But there's a shita of Rabbeinu Tam, if I'm not mistaken, that says, no, Kriyat Shema has to be at Vatikin. So if you daven at a Vatikin minyan, as funny as this sounds, you should repeat Kriyat Shema afterwards to be choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam.
There are several sources.
Isn't that hilarious? You can't win. So I just want to sum up what we said today. We have a real dilemma in Aloha because we have a protocol in davening. Is Birkos Kriyat Shema, Shema, and then Smichat Gula V'Tfilah. That's the way it should be. It should be all done before the third hour of the day, and in a perfect world, that's the way it should be done. Now, how does it work? That's the topic of this shiur. How does this work? Is it a package deal? And therefore, if your shul is going to daven after the time of the third hour of the day, you have to daven b'yichidus. Or it's not a package deal. There's a Kriyat Shema D'Oraisa, mitzvah number one. Mitzvah number two is to say brachos with Kriyat Shema and brachos afterwards in Smichat Gula L'Tfila. One is a din that you put into the category of the laws of prayer. And the other would be in the laws of Kriyat Shema. The Rambam separates between the laws of Kriyat Shema and the laws of Tfila when he ruled his Mishnah Torah. And we brought Difkin Afkaminas. What do you do in a case of a suffix? And we saw that you actually have to repeat the brachos. Interesting. We said, what about the time, the cutoff time for brachos? And we saw, no, it's like davening. And there is no clear-cut answer. And number three, why don't we paskin like the Magen Avraham on this? It's a D'Oraisa. And we said, maybe if we separate between them, Shema, we will paskin like the Magen Avraham. The brachos like the Gra. To make a long story short, gentlemen, it's not simple. Any time in Halacha, yet you have one mitzvah within other brachos, can you separate between the two, or can't you? And we see today, this is a real dilemma at this time of the year. This is real every Shabbos for many, many people. Do you have to get up early, go to an early minyan? Or get up early and daven be yechidus if there is no early minyan? Or no, get up, say Shema, drink a cup of coffee, then come to shul and say the Birkas Kriya Shema, separate between them. Now, as Mr. Chesterman pointed out, I said earlier, yes, the normative way to go is like the Mishnah Berurah says in Simon Nun Chet Sif Katan Yud, that you should try to say Kriya Shema as early as possible. But he says, not at the expense of not putting on your talis and tefillin, because you should say Kriya Shema with talis and tefillin on, at least tefillin, and not at the expense of a minyan. But we just went a step further. When minyan is against man Kriya Shema, excuse the political statement, which trumps who? Which trumps who? Adkan.